Hello, everybody, and welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hey, Shalina, how's it going?
Hi, Chirag, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Not bad, yeah. Just plodding along.
Plodding along?
Yeah, it's very British, isn't it?
I don't think I've heard it in a little while now.
I'm sure I must have said it to you at some point or another. Just plodding along.
Yeah. Is that how 2020 feels now?
Yeah.
Like plodding along.
November.
So, let's get right into it. What are we talking about today?
So, I thought we haven't talked about anything digital with you for a long time. So
I like how you said with me.
Yes. We haven't gone the digital route, have we?
No, it's been a while.
So, let's talk about something that I love and you kind of love, which is music.
I like how, what's with biasing the listener, like from the beginning to be like, well, yeah, he's not really a music person. I'm just going to kind of state that outright.
Well, you know, we have come to the conclusion before that I am a music snob and you are...
Just because I'm a practical person does not make me any less of a snob.
No, I'm a proper music fan.
Okay, let's get into it. So what exactly are we going to talk about?
So I was going to talk about all the different types of music formats, but I thought let's talk digital. So because a lot of people have music on their phones, you know, we used to have the iPods before, but now it's all on the phones and on the computer. And it's about how you organize it. And it's one of those fun things that you can do while watching TV. So as we always do, it's the organize and watch Netflix. I think I should have a thing with Netflix about that, you know. Watch TV, watch Netflix, and organize your life.
I think we called it Netflix and Organize, actually.
Yeah, we did. Yes, there's a podcast about that number. Yeah. I don't know what. But anyway, so I, you know, and a lot of people have a music that they've either downloaded from CDs, downloaded from, you know, iTunes or shops.
You're not showing your age at all here.
Yeah, I know. Downloaded from records. The kiddies are now buying records again. Like,
that's different.
I don't feel so vintage.
Yeah. No.
I don't feel so retro now. So there's all that. So there's all these different formats that people have and different sources of music that they now have on their computer and on their phone. So it's, and it does become a bit of a mess after a while. And if you do have a good collection and a lot of music, you want it to be organized so you don't end up listening to repeats or to music that you don't actually like listening to. So I thought it would be great to talk about that. So... Yeah, so, I mean, we both have different ways of doing this. So, you know, I'm sure you will jump in and say to me how you organize. So, actually, should we go straight to you first?
Yeah, I think my answer is that I don't organize anymore in the sense that I have kind of let go over the years of that old downloaded collected collection that I used to have.
Right.
And I've just picked up a service now.
So which one are you like? What, Spotify or?
I'm with Apple Music.
Yeah,
Music, I mean, right. I like. I mean, I think they have a good enough collection, obviously, since they were one of those companies that started out.
Yes.
All of this stuff. I also like the fact that they have a nice family plan, so it's shared because I have a family account with my parents and so on. So it kind of is something that we share with the family, and then Apple Music has a very simple subscription to share. In fact, Apple has come out with a new thing called Apple One now, which is like a it's a bundle, basically, of storage and music and other services that they have all put together. And again, it can be shared with the family. So if you, as long as you have a family account. So for me, that's also it's also a little bit about convenience, the fact that everything's in one place and I can share it with the family so I don't have to pay separate subscriptions.
Yep.
So we're not... actually, it's more like if I were to pay a subscription, it's unlikely that my sibling would pay one because he's not really... as keen on listening.
Right.
But the fact that we can, for a very low price, can get one that he can use and that makes him use it as well. So it's kind of useful.
Yeah. And I think, so, and I did try it. I tried Apple Music when it started. I did try Spotify as well. For me, my issue is, you know, and I would be listening to the playlist and I would keep on having to like press next tune. Because I'd listen to songs and go, I don't actually... They choose songs for me based on my taste, and then it actually wouldn't be what I was into at that time. And I like having my own playlist. I have a playlist for Scandinavian and Nordic music because I, you know, as people might know on my personal accounts, I'm obsessed with anything from Sweden, Norway, Iceland, Finland, Denmark. If it wasn't so cold, I would move there. I am obsessed with the countries, the music, the food, everything about it. So the music is a big part of my life, and I listen to it so much, especially in the car when I'm driving to other Emirates. And if you listen to the playlists that are given by these companies, it would just never be good enough for me. And I'm a big Madonna fan as well. So, Madonna wasn't on them for a while on all these things. So I had the music. So I was like, why would I need these subscription services when I already have all the music and I can organize it? So it depends on what you are as a person and what kind of level of, I don't know, snobbery you're at or convenience you're at.
Yeah.
So if you are just a normal listener, you're happy to listen to things, especially if you're one of those that just listen to the radio, don't mind what the songs are, don't care that it's repeat every hour on the radio kind of
that's
thing.
That's not what I'm saying, by the way. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Let me explain that bit for you. Okay. Obviously, so there was a time when we all downloaded our stuff and we made sure that, we try to collect our stuff and all. You know, that this is how we listened to music for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't know if many people will remember, but Apple came out with a thing called iTunes Match at one point, which was you paid $25 a year, and it basically uploaded all the music you owned into the cloud. And then if they had the exact track, they would replace it with the licensed version, so to speak. But if they didn't, at least you allowed your music to be available everywhere. And I still have some of my stuff. I'm no longer subscribed to the service, and they've just, it's now all part of Apple Music. But
I have it.
Still. Yeah, you can still pay for it, but I'm no longer downloading and putting in new music anymore. So I've kind of just stopped.
Yeah.
And moved to it. So this is not that I didn't used to do that, and I did that a lot, right? Because these libraries were not as complete as they used to be before. So that there was part of the problem. And then the other part of the problem was just we had just sat in on these collections for so long, rip CDs and that kind of stuff that we used to do. And so it was a way of kind of making sure that I had everything that I owned at some point to be made available. I feel now that the situation has changed quite a lot. So one, these music libraries have become very, very thorough.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm getting musics like Indian music from the 70s is available in Apple Music, right? Like, not that I listen to that much, but the fact that we've gone...
It was better music then.
And I'm not denying that, but I mean, like, we have reached that level where we're so on. A lot of these, there was a time when you had all of these different music subscriptions, and now it kind of consolidated as well. So even the artists are pretty much now available on everything.
Yeah.
Every now and then somebody tries something exclusive, but eventually they kind of...
Yeah, there was what Tidal was.
Yeah,
one
Tidal.
Of them.
But again, those are services that are not... haven't lasted as much.
Yeah.
And so now you're at a point where I think all the music you would want to listen to, however eclectic or specific your tastes are, they're available.
Yeah.
This is one. And then the second part of it for me is also like the fact that digital, like I had to maintain all those digital files and moving from computer to computer, and I had to make sure that I transferred them and so on. iTunes Match helped, but it was still something I had to just carry with me. Today, I've reached that point in my life now where obviously I work out of an iPad, which means I don't really spend a lot of time doing that. But also, I've just reached that stage where now I can literally pick up an iPad if I had to log into it and start. I don't have to transfer anything anymore. I don't have to do anything anymore. So this is my point is like that's what I was moving to.
Yes.
And so a subscription service, I mean, I know a lot of people that use Spotify, for example, and they like the Spotify recommendation stuff a lot more.
Yes.
Than this, for example, Apple. But for me, what I found with Apple is that after a while, it takes some time. Like I have to keep telling it, no, I don't like this, and I like this, and don't like this. And you have to do that process with the app.
Yeah. See,
but
this
eventually,
is
you get to a point where actually it's decent, right? Like it does what I need it to do. I mean, I do discover some music from time to time because I listen to the charts and stuff just to hear what's going on. And Apple Music has actually just launched an MTV style. Like a video service.
Oh, really? Okay.
For music videos and stuff. So I think they're doing what they have to do to help people discover music. But for me, that even though I want, for most of the things I want to listen to, it's a very clutter-free way of, and I, more than clutter-free, it's like I just don't have to maintain those digital files anymore. And so I've just kind of let that go.
Yeah. And I think, and it is a good way to do it. And I think maybe I need to have the patience to listen and keep on going, no, no, no. And I just, when you're driving and you want to just listen.
You can create your own playlist with the music you own, though, right? Like, or not even the music you own, but the music you like.
Yeah,
so it's not, again, patience, but...
It's patience, and that's the thing with these things. And that's why I suppose with me, I've had iTunes since the beginning, and it's taken many, many years to get to this point that it's fine-tuned for me with my playlists and my music. Even now, although I download music and get, you know, albums, and then I know people might like comment on this, but I downloaded the Taylor Swift album and I really didn't like it, the new one. So I've just deleted it yesterday from my thing because it was, I really didn't like it. And like people loved it this year, but I was just like, no, I really don't like it. You have to be in the mood. I'm not in the mood. Whereas I love things like Run the Jewels. Love Run the Jewels, love their rapping. So I've been listening to that a lot, really loud. So it just depends on what you do. So if you know, but have a look at your music. If you're not using a streaming service and you do have your digital files, have a look at it every so often. You know, take your laptop, take your computer, you know, watch TV while you're doing it, because it is one of those kind of monotonous kind of jobs. But it's a good way to remove the digital files because it can become cluttered. So create a folder for your music. And then, you know, with iTunes, they automatically created folders for the artists. So everything's automatically populated, which saves time. But do the duplicate check. You can do on iTunes, or you can get a duplicate app to remove the songs that you have, duplicates, you know, that you might have. Because that's a problem, which I find as well, that, you know, I haven't realized I've got double albums sometimes, you know, and I've got copies, you know, the same copies of songs. And also choose what format works best for you. So, you know, if you're, you know, some people like the looseless ones, like FLAC, so that you can then play on different formats, but some don't work on, say, iTunes and stuff. So you need to have MP3s or CD formats on there. And, you know, do spend, like, you know, do a mini declutter. So it gets too much. So maybe choose one folder of one artist, go through all of that, remove the songs that you don't like, that you don't, you know, you've got duplicates of, then do the next one, then the next one, the next one. And then you get to have a fine, you know, you fine tune your folder of music so that you have what you love and you like listening to and what your family might listen to. And for some, it might be now like, it might sound like a taxing thing to do.
I'm one of those people, yeah.
Yeah, and if it is, then, you know, definitely go onto the subscription service and use that, and, you know, just pay the money for that, and then you get people, you know, you might hear music that you hadn't heard, which does happen sometimes, even with me. I'm with friends, or I was using Angami for a while, and I was listening to Latin music or Latino music, and they were coming up with songs that I hadn't heard before. And it was great. I was loving it. So, you know, you do have that you get to hear new music when you have these subscription services. But it just depends on if you've got patience, which I don't have, when I just want to be singing along to songs in the car. You know, I don't.
Yeah, so, I mean, for those listeners that don't know, Sangam is a locally based, I mean, kind of out of the Middle East region streaming app.
Yeah. Right?
And so they do a lot of work. You mentioned Latino music, but they do a lot of work with local artists and stuff. So there's a lot of stuff on Angami, for example, if you're looking for that, especially if you live in the Middle East, that you won't find in other players, because, again, it's stuff that they're worth to cultivate as almost like a record label.
Yeah.
But yeah, going back to your point, I mean, that's exactly why I kind of made that shift. I mean, I don't want to maintain. Today, I no longer use an external hard drive for anything. Like, everything is kind of just managed for me. I still, by the way, I mean, the music that I used to upload via iTunes Match, I still have it available on my phone. It's all in my music library. I haven't lost any of my music as such, right? But I don't do it anymore. Like, I don't download music anymore.
Yeah.
So, which means I don't need to maintain all of these different complex systems. To me, they're complex now. I still, like I said, I use the chart sometimes to discover. And every time I discover something and I like it, Apple Music makes it super easy. So does Spotify, where you can just quickly say, dump it in my library.
Right.
And so I want to listen to it later, and then I can go and add it to an existing playlist and stuff. And that's, but I find, like, in most cases for me, I find my music tastes kind of keep moving.
Right.
So, for example, there'll be a little while something new has come out, I'm enjoying it, I'll keep listening, I want to listen to it more often.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a couple months down the line, something new will come out, and then I'm kind of done with the old stuff, you know, and done with the stuff that I was listening to like 2 months ago, in terms of all the new music that's coming out. So I have a recent music playlist which dumps everything that I listened to recently, and that just keeps alternating automatically. I don't even have to, like, work on it anymore, right? So it's just very convenient. So
I might have to, I mean, I might have to try it again. And I do like trying these apps and testing them out. But yeah, let's see. I'll try it out. But it'll be good to hear what the listeners do and how they listen to their music and organize it. And yeah, and then we can talk about next time about what to do with, you know, your CDs, your vinyl, even your cassettes, because people still got that as well. No cassette player, but they've got the cassettes. And, you know, we can talk about the physical aspects. But I, you know, I wanted to talk about the digital, because it is so much, it's more prevalent in our lives now, isn't it? I mean, everybody listens to music somehow on their phones or on their computers. So, and it's always interesting to find what other people are doing. So it's great to hear what you're doing and on Apple. And, I, you know, I am an Apple queen as well. So I will, I think I'll have to try out the test the service again. It might not be as good as my Scandinavian playlist.
But the question is, if you can find that music in the Apple Music directory, then you're sorted.
Yeah, but I have to find it and then put it into a playlist.
Yeah, it's like two steps, man. Oh. No, I know what you mean, though. But if you have iTunes Math still, then you can always upload the version that you have into the cloud and then listen to it.
Yeah, so that's Apple what Music. I have, yeah.
So you can still do that, yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, so that's our tips for today. Well, yeah. Not tips, more
approaches, I think. Yeah, more our approaches. As Shalina mentioned, I mean, we're curious to hear the kind of, maybe you can tell us some of the problems you're having, whether if you're using a service or not using a service, and then maybe look at the other option and see maybe that might be something that might work for you. I know iTunes Match is still around, so if you're someone that has a lot of downloaded music and you kind of want an easy way to get it all up and saved for you so that you can listen easily, that's an option.
And they do the artwork as well, which is great when they do it right.
They link it to their directory or their catalog.
Yeah, yeah.
So if they have the details, if they have the song, then they can find the artwork and give you all the details.
Yeah, I love that.
So we'd love to hear from you about how you're managing your music. And of course, if you want to talk to Shalina about your digital clutter or any clutter in general, you can do that by contacting her at Declutterme on all the social media platforms, as well as the contact form at declutterme.com. And we'll see you next week.
Bye.